Great news. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas is almost here.
And the San Bernardino International Airport is ready to make you a VIP.
That's right. Stop by the K-Rock stage for your chance to win a first-class upgrade to the backstage VIP party.
Say hi to us, see the bands being interviewed, enjoy food, drinks, and have a great night with K-Rock and the San Bernardino International Airport.
Plus, visit flysbd.com to find the hottest travel deals on Breeze Airways from San Bernardino International Airport to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
That's flysbd.com.
See you at the party.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Great news. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas is almost here.
And the San Bernardino International Airport is ready to make you a VIP.
That's right. Stop by the K-Rock stage for your chance to win a first-class upgrade to the backstage VIP party.
Say hi to us, see the bands being interviewed, enjoy food, drinks, and have a great night with K-Rock and the San Bernardino International Airport.
Plus, visit flysbd.com to find the hottest travel deals on Breeze Airways from San Bernardino International Airport to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
That's flysbd.com.
See you at the party.
That's a beautiful love song from the great Chris Martin of Coldplay. Feels like I'm falling in love, and I think it's only fitting right now to play the most romantic message that has ever been left on the goat line in the history of the goat line, coming out of such a romantic song, a message that has been left for Vanessa. And cool. I think that if you are one of these people that is jaded and you feel like love don't exist anymore, and perhaps you're like, man, my last 5 dates have been terrible, I don't think that there's anyone out there for me. I'm giving up. Even like Allie, when she finally went gay, said, there's no man for me. Got to go women now. Right, Allie? Isn't that how it worked?
Yeah. I just ran out.
She ran out. Ran out of hope. Said, I got to go with my own gender. You hear this message, and all of a sudden, you will realize love is very much alive.
Yo, Klein Allie Show. I called back like 2-3 months ago. I was the plumber talking about when they clean up job sites and they clean the porta potties and make soup. This has nothing to do with that.
Forget that part of the message. This guy just happens to also clean porta potties, but that's not where the romance starts. Here's where the romance starts.
I'm calling strictly with the intentions of if Vanessa hasn't gotten married yet. Listen, I will sacrifice myself and I will marry her so that she can, you know, nothing goes wrong when she tries to go back to freaking Colombia. But you know, unless Johnny already married her, then you know that's on him.
No, Johnny didn't.
Yeah, I'm here, Vanessa. We got you, bro.
Vanessa, is that the sweetest proposal you've ever heard? We got you, bro. This guy is a plumber. He's got a job. He works in porta potties, and he'll
probably be here by 8 a.m. for a wedding.
He is proposing a marriage to you right now, so you don't have to go back to Colombia to get your stamp.
I'm an American citizen. I don't need to get married. I'm good on that front.
Yeah, but
I don't know. I feel like we should just shore up every loose end.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm 100% fine. It's just that Colombia won't let me out, maybe.
Did you not hear this man say, pour his heart out to you and say that he makes soup in the porta potties by day but would marry you right now?
But I don't need to marry him.
Right.
I don't need to marry anyone. Because I'm an American citizen.
Are you sure?
I'm a naturalized American citizen. We're good, guys.
So you're rejecting his proposal?
Yes, rejection.
It's not about her re-entering the United States. That she can do legally. It's that Colombia might not let her go.
Right.
It's like the opposite of what would usually happen, maybe.
So, it's like a finder's keepers thing.
Right, exactly. Because you owe them a bunch of kilos or something?
Oh, my gosh.
What's the real reason?
Because my passport's expired. My Colombian one.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the
reason.
Why do you need two?
What?
Why do you need two passports?
Yeah, I'm with Jake.
Colombia wants me to have the Colombian one because they're like, even though you live there most of your life, you're still a Colombian citizen, so you need to get out with that one.
I have a real issue with people that are passport flexers where they'll say things like,
I got two.
Yeah, some people are like three, like, oh, well, I have three. If things go bad.
Well, I also have an Irish passport.
Right. All right, great.
Yeah, whatever.
Good for you. You know how hard it is for me to keep my one American passport? I've lost that thing so many times.
You're like, you're just always at CVS taking stupid passports. passport photos.
Pictures again.
Loser.
I stand there where that guy cares not at all. He goes, yeah, you look okay. Giant shadow on my dumb face. All right, well, Vanessa, anyway, I think it's a beautiful way to start the show today, a marriage proposal. That's all I'm saying. And the fact that you were so quick to just say no to the guy.
The porta potty soup guy.
So sad because he was doing that for you. He said he wanted to help you out, bro. Has anyone ever proposed marriage to you before?
No.
So there you go. You got that going for you. We'll take a quick break. You should call your mom and tell her the big news. You just got proposed to. Quick break. We're back with more show to get to. We'll find out what's actually going on in the news with your ADD news. Of course, if you're just joining us live this morning, exciting news for us because you can listen on K-Rock as always, but you can also watch along on the YouTube as we are live today. It's a little experiment. See how it's doing. Spread the word and let some people know that we're doing this. And we'll be right back with more show next.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.